Just curious, how are you feeling? Just and not a race thing. I mean, like, obviously there's a lot going on in the world.
I mean, I guess the predominant emotion is overwhelming gratitude for being here, and an appreciation of the amount of hard work, because I've never looked at a World Cup the same way since being part of the host committee for the best World Cup that never happened in Minneapolis. Right. So I already know how much like heart and soul goes into just one race. But then on top of that, you know, that we've got this health questionnaire every day. They've got to do all the testing. They've got to look. I mean, there's just the logistics are staggering. And there's people working so hard just to have sports so that we have something to cheer for. And I think that's really cool. And I think it's being done thoughtfully and carefully, not just blindly plunging ahead. Obviously, time will tell if it was a good idea or not to race. But I think, you know, we as a team have come at it from a really careful, thoughtful perspective. I mean, most of us were even warming up with masks on until you're doing like full-on intervals, because frankly, like, it's just not that hard to ski in a mask. Sure, it's annoying, but it's not that hard. And so it's like one little thing you can do for peace of mind and for the peace of mind of people around us, given that we've traveled from a country where hundreds of thousands of people are dying. Like, it's the least I can do to wear a mask to make my competitors and friends on the World Cup feel a little safer. So we're just trying to do our very best to be good ambassadors. And so from that perspective, yeah, there was stress coming into the season. A lot of questioning, is this the right thing to do? How's this going to work? How's it going to go? Which really ties into a lot of just how you approach sports psych in general, I think. But at the end of the day, I decided, hey, we've got this panel of experts. I trust them. I trust our plan. I trust the fact that, hey, if I put a good mask on every chance I can, then I'm doing my part. And so I just decided, all right, now that we've decided to race, then it's time to race and focus on racing and performing. And honestly, the COVID procedures are now becoming just part of the routine. You know, it's like skis, gloves, poles, mask. You just go through your checklist, and I think it's getting easier, and it's going to become more normal. And so I think, yeah, I think we're doing the best we can.
Okay. So who is in your immediate bubble then on the World Cup?
And so the only person I'm around without a mask is Julia. And so basically within our, like, even we don't have team meetings. Like, if we are skiing with our own teammates, we have masks on. So it's just like, basically if one person on the team gets it, it won't take down the team. It'll be that pod, but hopefully we're trying to be so careful to not let a chain reaction happen. So we're doing what we can and just basically trust in your roommate. That's all you can really do.
And how do you, obviously everybody knows that you have a close relationship with Jason Cork in terms of a coach, Wax Tech, helping you dial in, you know, all those variables on race day. He's obviously not in your pod. And is that just a mask up situation when you're interacting with him?
Yep. So when I'm testing skis, even with Cork, like, we have masks on, we have masks in the truck area. Athletes don't even go in the truck, but if I'm near the truck, I'm going to put a mask on to protect myself and to protect my team. So yeah, it's funny, even with Cork, like, if we have a meeting outside, it'll be like standing 6 feet apart, and like, we're just being so careful, especially these first 2 weeks, because like, you kind of want to see how it goes, you know?
Right. Okay. Softball question before we get into racing, because like, masks have become a little bit of a fashion accessory. And I think I asked Wickham this, and you're obviously wearing, it sounds like, some pretty heavy duty, you know, and you mentioned like an N95 or N94 mask. Do you have a go-to mask that's like, hey, it's a fashion accessory, but also protective? And what is it?
That's a really good question. I'd say my fashion accessory is honestly just the good old white heavy duty thick mask, because we're actually not allowed to have logos on our masks, or we get in big trouble, because you can be sneaking in some extra sponsor time there. So
Right. And we wouldn't want that.
No, I mean, we would want that, but we're not allowed to cut that.
I know. I'm being facetious. I'm an advocate for athletes' rights. Oh, trust me. Obviously, we're contacting, you know, I cover the racing, you do the racing, and which is great for me. And you know, one of the things, and we've talked about this in the past, I think last year in Ruka, you know, I think you have all, you may not have expectations because you know who you are and how you ramp into the season, but like people who may follow the sport are like, oh my gosh, the wheels have already come off. Diggins isn't a podium in Ruka. Where if you look at the data, which is just, you know, FIS data, you're pretty much right where you normally are. In a Ruka weekend. And I kind of, in writing up, my story is pretty much all written up and I can just kind of go over some of the things, but you may already be aware of this. Where is it? Since 2015, on the occasion when Ruka has presented a three-race series, she's placed 37th, 12th, and 5th. And I think 5th was last year. And this weekend's 15th. And sort of, you're sort of right in that sweet spot that you normally are. So I'm kind of curious just to get your thoughts on that about, you know, for being crude, kind of rendering it down to results.
Yeah. Which is funny because that's usually not what I do ever.
I know. And that's why I mentioned, if you notice, I said crude because I'm respectful of how you approach this.
Oh, totally. And that's why I focus on the process, the feeling, the progress, and also the reality of how I work into the season. So it's why I never read comments, and I never read anything written about me or my performance, because years ago the same people who were like, oh no, Jessie sucks, were like, oh my god, we love her when she won the next weekend. So that's why I tend to just worry about the process. And for me, this is something I've done for a really long time, but after the race, before I look at results, I think about how it went. Like, how did ski testing go? Was I calm? Was I decisive? Was I communicative? Did I ask for what I needed? Did I have really good communication back and forth with my coach and tech? And then in the race, how was my pacing goal? How was my technique? How was it mentally? Did I push really freaking hard? And if I can say yes to all of those things, then I've earned the right to be proud of my race. It doesn't matter what the results say. Like, if I am on track, then you're on track. And so for me, it was definitely an interesting year because, normally we would have been on snow multiple times in the summer. Normally we would have had more than 6 hours of classic skiing before the first World Cup race since March. And so that's definitely, you can't overlook that, right? Like, on a course like this, that's incredibly technical with a lot of steep striding. When you haven't been able to do steep striding at all, and you haven't been able to do even a time trial on snow, like, for how that race went, I was really proud of it. I think it shows that I'm on the right track for me. And I've always had to be patient at the start of the season. Like, I'm not someone who comes in peak form. For me, it was really nice to say, all right, like in the sprint, in the distance classic race, like, I had really good process goals. I was proud of how I approached the race and how I pushed really, really hard. And I think, there's room to grow. Like, I need time on snow to work on my technique. Because I haven't had a chance to do that much yet. But in the skating, for me, where roller skiing translates a little more directly into technique, it was really encouraging today to see that, I felt like all of the energy I put down into the snow was translating into speed. Whereas in classic skiing, it doesn't necessarily do that for me. But in the skate race today, it was like, all right, like, I feel like my body's there. I can just push and push and push. My technique is there. I'm ready to go. And so that was really encouraging. And definitely, I think I'm where I want to be. The world championships aren't for 3 months. So it'd be great to have a podium here, but I don't know that for me, that would be a good thing. So I think I'm exactly where I need to be right now, historically speaking, to be on track, to be kind of trending upwards. And so I definitely just need to have trust and confidence in my plan with Cork, which I definitely do. He's a really smart guy, and I feel like I've executed the actual training really well this summer. And so I feel like things are in a good place. And also, I just want to say I'm so proud of our Wax Techs, because they also usually get a practice race. Like we would do a pre-camp, and so they would have time just like us to practice, you know, like, all right, let's run tests, let's get this dialed in. And they also just got thrown right into it, and they just performed. It was so cool. I thought we had really competitive skis all weekend, and that's a really, really awesome thing. So I was really pumped for them. And also to see Rosie skiing so well and so confident too, like not just with the results, but like when someone's in a good place, in a good headspace, you can see the way they race when they're having fun. And that's what I really love too, is when you can tell that someone's, just like rocking and rolling. It's, again, like I try to stay away from the results. Like I think even if you didn't see the results, you'd say she's skiing so well. And I think that's why I'm so stoked and so proud of her. Also for the results, but more importantly, the bigger picture. I think that's really cool.
Speaking of bigger picture, you guys have a weekend off the World Cup because Lillehammer was postponed. And I think most of the team, I haven't, you know, spoken to everyone, but most of the team is traveling, if not all of the team is traveling to Davos for a couple of weeks for sort of a camp. And then racing ramps up again in Davos, I think on December 12th off the top of my head. I think it's the 12th and the 13th. But is that your plan to head to Davos and just get some on snow time if there is snow? I know that's an issue.
Yeah. Davos, it is. Yeah. And that's a really safe bet for snow because they do such a good job with snow farming there. And the Fluela Valley is like really shaded and really cold. So they do have, I believe, 4 to 5K.
Oh, that
laid down
much.
Right
okay.
now, and the forecast looks very promising. So we have our fingers crossed. But yeah, in terms of like COVID and travel, like we're taking a chartered flight with a lot of other skiers on the World Cup, and we're trying to really minimize our travel. So we're going to go straight to Davos and camp out there for the next 2.5 weeks. And I feel really good about that plan. And I love being in Davos. Like the hotel there, the Kulm takes such good care of us. They're really awesome. It's good training. It's good living. It gets you in a good headspace. And I think all those things are super important. So, I'm stoked on our plan. I'm sad to miss Lillehammer, but if there was any place that we could go spend extra time, like I'm pumped that it's Davos.
Okay. And I have no idea because I'm not like this social media fiend, but I know that you are engaged, have a fiance, right? Over the spring? I'm kind of clueless on those things.
No, I mean, you definitely got all the details right.
But was that recent? Was that like over the spring or more recent?
Yeah, nope. That was in April.
Okay,
we were
congrats.
Out hiking on a beautiful mountain on a really beautiful day. And Wade got down on one knee, did the whole thing. And it's been absolutely lighting up my life all summer. So it's something really cool to look forward to and to celebrate, especially when there sometimes feels like there's not a lot to look forward to and celebrate. It's been really cool having, every time I look at my left hand, and now I try to do everything left-handed. It's a nice reminder.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. You sound great. So that's good.
Thanks. I feel good. I feel like I'm in a good place and starting the season kind of right on cue for where I need to be.